Welcome back to Nach Yomi. We are up to Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. So Avshalom, one of David's sons, has a beautiful sister named Tamar, and Amnon, another son of David, was infatuated with her. And Amnon, the Navi tells us, wanted Tamar very badly, but she was a basula, she was a virgin, and he wouldn't be able to be with her. So Amnon had a friend, Yonadav, who gave him the idea to pretend that he's sick. Tell your father, he says, to let your sister Tamar care for you. And unfortunately, this is exactly what happens. He does this. Tamar makes him food, demands to be fed by her, and then tragically he rapes her, the Navi tells us, and Amnon then feels such a sense of disgust and guilt, and that feeling was even greater than his passion for her, and he yells at her to get out. And at that moment, given the circumstances, she begs not to be kicked out, as that would be even worse, but he doesn't listen. He has her taken out and locked out, and she then goes into a state of mourning and goes away screaming. Avshalom asks if Amnon did this to her, and he urges her to keep quiet, and Tamar stays with Avshalom for a period of time. And when David finds out about all this, he is understandably very furious, and Avshalom doesn't say anything to Amnon, but he hates him, the Navi tells us, because of what he did to his sister. And Avshalom has Amnon killed eventually, and Avshalom flees and is away from the palace for 3 years. The king then recovers from hearing about the death of Amnon finally, and then he begins to miss his dear son Avshalom, seemingly setting the scene for what is to happen next, when Avshalom is invited back by David and then leading to a terrible rebellion. But that's all to come, and for now we wish everyone a beautiful day.